Black Maternal Health Week and the Jemaah Birth Village for Decipher Your Health by Marijke Vroman-Durning, April 9th, 2023. Pregnancy, for the most part, is a time of incredible joy and amazement. However, for some, it is a terrifying time as they anxiously await the birth of their child, worried that they or their child may become a death statistic. For years, the World Health Organization, WHO, statistics have shown that depending on where you live and your background, you may face a 3 times to 10 times greater risk of death during this period. Although worldwide rates of maternal mortality have decreased markedly in the past 2 decades due to improvements in prenatal and postnatal care in Asia and Africa, in the United States, maternal mortality has been increasing, almost doubling for Black women in the past 4 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, says that, quote, about 1 in 3 pregnancy-related deaths occur 1 week to 1 year after delivery, unquote. Up to 60% of these deaths were preventable. What's worse is that the risk was higher for women of color. Overall, Black women and American Indian, Alaskan Native women are at least 3 times more likely to die during or after pregnancy than white women to die due to pregnancy. And statistics are worse in some states over others. For example, in Illinois, their risk is 6 times greater. The top 5 risks to maternal health are heart disease and high blood pressure, diabetes, infections, which can lead to sepsis, blood clots, and bleeding or hemorrhage. This must change. April brings us Black Maternal Health Week. April 11th to April 17th is Black Maternal Health Week. At Decipher Your Health, we would like to honor the many people working to reverse this terrifying decline and optimize maternal health in the Black community and every community. This year's official theme for Black Maternal Week 2023 is Our Bodies Belong to Us, Restoring Black Autonomy and Joy. Let me introduce you to somebody who is reversing this tide. Okansola M. Amadou, the first Black certified professional midwife in Missouri, is combating the challenges that Black mothers face. According to an article published by PBS last year, Black women in Missouri are, quote, 4 times more likely to die in childbirth than others in the state, unquote. The article also stated, quote, Black women living in Missouri are also more likely to experience severe maternal morbidity, a term used to describe acute conditions that either cause death or create short or long-term health complications, the report found, a rate of 220 per 10,000 live births compared to 89 per 10,000 live births among white women, unquote. As a teen living in St. Louis, Amadou underwent 2 traumatic C-sections. Following this, she vowed to help other women in her community avoid experiencing the same horrible circumstances. In 2012, she safely and successfully gave birth to her 3rd child at home. She was surrounded by a midwife, her family, and a doula, a trained professional who supports a person during pregnancy and afterwards. Amadou's path to a successful home birth, becoming a breastfeeding counselor or a lactation consultant, a doula, and then a midwife was a long and arduous one, taking her from Missouri to Africa to Utah and home again. In 2013, so inspired by her successful home birth and facing multiple barriers at home, she traveled to Ghana to train to become a midwife. There, she learned the Swahili word for family was Jamaa, and her idea was born. Finally, in 2015, she founded Missouri's first Black midwifery clinic, Jemaah Birth Village. Work began in her living room with the development of an 8-day doula program, and since then has expanded to a standalone clinic building within a community of resources. She has leveraged her community to help young families on all fronts, sharing space with a local grocery, community garden, and conveniently located near the public library, a pharmacy, and local schools and churches. Since its inception, Jemaah Birth Village has had the successful birth of many children with no deaths and minimal morbidity and has provided education and support for breastfeeding for many. Amadou wishes to build on that success, and the Jemaah Birth Village has a capital campaign to build a larger, more encompassing facility to support the community. Decipher Your Health is a project to help people become more knowledgeable about their healthcare and their role as a central part of the healthcare team. While not all of us may be able to do what Amadou has done and continues to do, we can help ourselves and our loved ones by being strong patient advocates. Please join us at decipheryourhealth.com to help make a difference. And now our disclaimer. The information in this blog is provided as an information and educational resource only. It is not to be used or relied upon for diagnostic or treatment purposes. The blog does not represent or guarantee that its information is applicable to a specific patient's care or treatment. The educational content in this blog is not to be interpreted as medical advice from any of the authors or contributors. It is not to be used as a substitute for treatment or advice from a practicing physician or other healthcare professional.